Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في
أرض. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. And as history is a testament, and furthermore both friend and enemy have testified openly, Imam Ali alayhi salam was not tainted with any vices, unlike so many others who surrounded him and opposed him. He had a perfect faith in Allah, and so he acted according to his belief. Imam Ali alayhi salam was a lantern of guidance in his time, where the sunnah of the Holy Prophet had begun to be forgotten. Yet Imam Ali remained steadfast on the path of the pure Muhammadan Islam, like a solid, unshakable fortress in the middle of a great wild storm.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام ما قال الناس لشيء طوبى له إلا وقد خبأ له الدهر يوم سوء
Imam Ali stated, "For everything to which people say, 'How good,' there is an evil hidden in this world." Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So we find that in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, there is this concept of distinguishing between right and wrong. Now, distinguishing between right and wrong, of course, in times of peace and relative calm is quite easy. But doing so in the middle of a crisis, it becomes more difficult. Now, we should always refer to the people of Basira, the people of insight, the people of foresight, the people of acumen, if you will, and look towards them so that we are able to clearly distinguish between right and wrong. We find that Imam Ali alayhi salam has always emphasized that in the chaos of war, the line between right and wrong becomes very blurred, and distinguishing them requires divine insight or basira. We find a clear historical example in the Battle of Jamal, the Battle of the Camel, where a group of righteous people but deceived worshippers were in the opposing army, the army opposed to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so His Eminence, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, said, "Measure the truth by its people, and do not measure people by the truth." Today, we find that in the face of media rumors, we must find the source of the news and not be deceived by media rumors and media lies. The battle between right and wrong is always a battle of discerning Allah's path from the path of Satan and the path of the devil. At Siffin, we find that Muawiyah's army raised the Quran on spears, a huge, deceitful act that they committed. And Imam Ali alayhi salam immediately said, "These are not people of the Quran. This is a trick." And so today, in the face of deceptive political propaganda, we must use rational analysis to tear down the curtains of deception and falsehood. We find that Imam Ali alayhi salam warned in Sermon number 38 of Nahjul Balagha that falsehood disguises itself as truth. Another example are the Khariji, who emerged with a seemingly beautiful slogan saying, "Judgment is only for Allah." But Imam Ali alayhi salam, he recognized that they had abandoned the truth. And so today in social movements, we must be careful not to be fooled by deceptive slogans. Victory over falsehood begins with recognition. And then, if it comes down to it, to battle and war. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Go to the battlefield with certainty, not with conjecture or guesswork." At the Battle of Nahrawan, which was the battle that Imam Ali alayhi salam had to wage against the Khawarij because of their corrupt actions and behaviors, before attacking them, Imam Ali alayhi salam exhausted the argument three times so that these hypocrites and these deceived ones among the Kharijis would separate from those who were pretty much just deceived. For daily life, before judging someone, we should see and judge, and not merely just hear and judge. Right and wrong sometimes become so intertwined that only the people of intellect and basira can distinguish them. Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote to one of his most famous companions and commanders, Malik al-Ashtar, "Never kill an enemy based on an accusation without evidence." And so today, in a fair and just court, the verdict must be based solely on evidence. The story of the Battle of Siffin, where Muawiyah used deceptive tricks, shows that Imam Ali alayhi salam was never fooled. For today, against massive rumors and hybrid warfare, we must be more vigilant than ever before. The final result is that half of victory depends on accurately recognizing right from wrong. An interesting lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Kuhufu Kutubihi. They are the caves for the books of Rasulullah. Caves are normally used, especially in the past, as a place where you can protect and secure things in there. And this is where, you know, from extreme weather or even from enemies, if you want to hide things. And this is the expression Ali is using. That if you want the books and the writings, basically the knowledge from Rasulullah, we are the one who preserved it. وَجِبَالُ دِينِهِ. This is the most important one. It says, Ali Muhammad are جِبَالُ دِينِهِ. They are the mountains of Muhammad's religion. What does it mean? There is an ayat of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we created the earth, and then we planted mountains on the earth to stabilize the movement of the earth. The earth has a movement. Doesn't go slower than what's supposed to be and not even faster. Otherwise, we'll not be able to maintain our life here. And so the mountains work as stabilizers for this earth. Ali is using that example in saying that when it comes to Deen of Muhammad, we are the Jibal, we are the mountains which gives stability to the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he concludes by saying, Bihim aqama in hina'u bahrihi. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Ali Muhammad, straightened the backbone of the religion. Otherwise, it will bend over. Wa azhaba irti'ad fara'isihi. And through Ali Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the trembling of the limbs of the religion. And so they are basically a very, you know, integral part of the survival of true Islam. Without them, Islam will not be able to survive.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.